Yo, 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 what's goody? It's Bear in the building. You know, over the past couple weeks, we have had some phenomenal stories from some amazing people. From talking about religion, culture, navigating relationships. Something that was mentioned thus far in everyone's story was how they navigated their relationships with their own family. And I think this topic deserved its own segment. Because at times it can be one of the toughest and challenging to navigate. So I thought, what better way than to bring you in as I navigate this conversation with my very own mother, Ayanna Rice. Hello, Mom.
Hello, how are you, baby?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So this is like our first time talking about this. We haven't really sat down in depth and talked about it. And after talking to one of the guests, they had mentioned, I was like, you know what? I'm going to have the conversation with my mom. So here we are.
Yes.
So how are you doing, Mom?
I'm doing great.
How did you feel when I asked you to come on here and join me?
I was excited. Really excited.
Yeah?
Yeah, I felt like I'm on TV.
Well, you're going to be on some people's TV. You definitely are. So what were you like expecting of this?
I'm expecting to talk to you, and I didn't realize that we hadn't talked about this like one-on-one. Yeah. You know, of course, when you came out, of course you didn't come out to me. We'll probably discuss that a little bit later. You came out to someone else first. So I'm pretty excited to, you know, talk to you about it, see how you feel too, as much as how, you know, you want to know how I feel as well, you know?
So I asked some, I have some questions that I've wanted to know, but I also just like reached out to some people and asked them to give me questions too, as to what they would want to ask their parent as well. So let's just dive into the conversation.
Let's
so the first question is, did you know?
Yes. I did know. Actually, as time came on, went on, you know, down to 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, you know, you stopped wanting to get your nails done and wear them dresses that, of course, I forced you to wear. And hanging with the guys, I seen the spark in your eyes, you know, when you hang with the guys. And just your demeanor with the men, the boys. You know, your best friend now. So yeah. I kind of, you know, like I said, I knew, but as time went on, I could really, really tell that you were. And I was just waiting for you to tell me, because I didn't feel that it was my place to come and ask you. Because I knew that you would probably feel uncomfortable, but with our family being so close, I was kind of shocked that you didn't open up as soon as you did. But then when, you know, you had that, you spoke with that LGBTQ at the park that time when you had me crying about, you know, about how all you seen was boy, girl. And that kind of hurt me, because I was like, you know, that's all she saw. But we're such an open family that it was just a shock that you didn't, you know.
So I do just remember like being more close to like the guys and playing football. Wow. And I don't even know like if I asked you to play football or if like I wanted to, because my friends were doing it. But I do remember when you said I couldn't play anymore. And was there a reason why you didn't want me to play anymore? Or was like,
I don't want you to get hurt, first of all, which I knew that you probably wouldn't have got hurt. But at that time, you have to understand, there was not a girls playing then. Now, if it was now and you asked me, I'd be like, heck yeah, let's go for it, baby. But you have to understand that there wasn't very many girls. Just think about it, when you played football, you hit hard. And when them guys seen you take your helmet off, they're like, dang, that's a girl. You know, they were shocked. So I just wanted you to see the girl side of the events. I guess I should say, I wanted you to participate in that. And it wasn't so much to make you angry, it's just that I was scared. For one, I didn't want to get you hurt. And two, I knew that you're an athlete, and if you played football, you'd get hurt, and then I wouldn't be able to see you performing your other, like as you did with volleyball and basketball and softball. So it wasn't to upset you. It was more that I was scared of the hurt, that you would get hurt.
You didn't take me away because it was a boy's
sport. Oh, no. That didn't even cross my mind. I didn't even think like that.
when you were like starting to realize, oh, my daughter may be a lesbian or gay, did you, what were your like thoughts during that? Like when I was younger and you, I was growing up and I potentially, you thought I was like.
Well, okay, take that back to your mother. Your mother is a very outgoing person. So I'm outgoing and laid back. Like I said, I just wanted you to take your time to tell me because it still doesn't bother me. It wouldn't have bothered me. I think what bothered me the most is that I was waiting for you to come out so you could be free. And I think that's what bothered me the most. It didn't bother me because I didn't care whether you was gay, well, I didn't care what, you know me, I didn't care, but it was just the fact that I think it hurt me more because I think that it was hurting you inside, but at that time it wasn't really big and broad, so I didn't know if I should approach you, and so that's why I kept it to myself because I didn't want to embarrass you in any way.
Did you like do your own research or anything? Like did like to like if my daughter's gay, what should I do?
I didn't do any of that.
No.
Nope. I didn't care. I honestly did not care. I didn't do the research. I didn't, you know, I go to church. Mm-hmm. I'm a religion. I'm a Christian. So I mean, that didn't even bother me. I mean, I was more concerned about you being happy.
So you mentioned religion, and I was just curious, like, how do you feel when it comes to that? Like, did you feel ashamed that I was gay or that your daughter was gay?
No, because I believe, yeah, I was born a Christian, but like I said before, I mean, God loves everyone. And so to me, okay, everyone sins, right? But to me, it's not even sin because like I said, I believe that you was born gay. A lot of people tell me they're not, and they talk about people that they seem to come out gay later, but you always had that shell of that gayness to me. So I don't have any issues with being a Christian and accepting you as you are.
Yeah. I think that's why, like, I've appreciated you and like our relationship has been like really good because I don't feel like you have been any way towards me. I think, you know, just like the generation you grew up with, it's just they think differently. Mm-hmm. And at some point, like the world is changing and everything's changing, and being like your friend group and like who the generation you were raised with, do you feel like that generation is making progress? Just like your core friends and with.
Yes. Community? And you know what's so funny is I don't think that my generation friends think differently than I think, because I don't know if you know that I have a girlfriend that's gay that was in my high school that we thought was gay the whole time, and she has recently, well, it's been about 10-15 years she's came out. But my friends and my generation that I hang around with, we didn't judge. I mean, that's not the judging. I think it was a little bit time before my time, but mm-hmm. as far as my generation, I don't think they judge. I don't think any of my friends would accept it mm-hmm. as you are. And every last one of my friends did accept you as you are. Mm-hmm. No, I had no one come to me and say, oh my gosh, Bri, is not one of my friends ever said that to me. And that's what true friends is. None of them came and said anything negative about you. And a lot of them said, well, I knew. I said, well, so did I. So, yeah. I mean, you know, they were really open with it, you know.
So what was your thoughts when I did like finally come to you and just tell you that?
I don't know if you remember this, but I was kind of mad.
I really don't because remember. You, no. Like, I don't remember where I was when I told you.
We lived over at the trailer with your daddy.
I remember where I
was. He picked you up from somewhere. I don't know, it was maybe your night out or something. He comes in bragging about how you opened up to him first and you told him that you was gay. And I was mad. I was like, seriously? And so I came and I said, you seriously told your dad before you told me?
So that's how it came out.
Yes. Yeah. He okay. picked you up. I think it was one late night. He picked you up, you know.
So I didn't even tell you. You just approached me. And
yes, because I was mad. I was like, how can you tell your dad? Because I thought you're close to me. But you know what? And then I'm thinking about that after you asked about this interview. You know I was going to say that. And I thought to myself, you guys had a different relationship. Yeah. So I could see it being easier to come to him than coming to me. But I was still mad.
Yeah. Yeah. You still mention it all
yes,
the time.
Yes. Yes.
But that is funny. Like, you approached me and he shouldn't have even told you because I wasn't obviously ready to tell you.
He was happy that you told him before you told me. That's the only reason why he told me.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that it was like when I finally did just like say it, it was just like a release of just, it was just like, cause you know, my friends knew it, like Deontay and Johnny, like they've been known. If they didn't know, it would have been even harder, but like they've known since day one. So, and they had been pressuring me to come out this entire time. And like, I think like the earliest time I remember is like when we lived on Summit Street and Deontay had walked in and was like, are you going to tell her or something like that? Like, just tell him, just tell him. I was like, just tell him what? Like, I'm not like, I don't know what to tell him. Like, and then like pressuring me to say something. And it was like, you and LaWanda were both there that day, but I didn't say it then. I was like, and then when it was just him by himself, I was like, what the heck, dude? Like, why even put me on the spot like that? Like, that wasn't cool at all.
That's Deontay.
That is. So yes. What were your thoughts like as I was navigating like sports and stuff like that? Cause like I had that group of friends with Deontay and them, but like, were you scared for like the other parents or like judgment or anything like that?
Not the softball, your Sensational Six. That's what I was scared about because I was like, I knew that your Sensational Six girls would be okay with it, but I didn't know how some of the parents would react.
We're Sensational Seven, but we're now like Fab Five.
Okay, all right. Well, it was Sensational Seven. Yes, it's Sensational Seven. I knew that the girls would be okay with it, and I knew that probably a couple of girls knew and were waiting for you as well. Yeah. As the parents, because those parents weren't as understanding as your mother and others were. Mm-hmm. So as far as the girls know, but the parents, yes, I was very, very nervous. Mm-hmm. But I see that, I think because you came out so later, that the other parents accepted it quicker than they would have if you came out younger.
Mm-hmm. Did you, like, do you recall, like, any conversations being had, like, around that? I know, probably not around you.
No. Did nobody say nothing to your mother about it? Yeah. No, they really didn't. You know what? So Fanny is neither of the girls. Your sister, they never said anything to me. Yeah. They just kind of went with the flow. So no parents said anything. If they did, they was over in the corner whispering.
Yeah.
So
I mentioned this like in one of the episodes before. It was just like uncle and like, did he approach the kids or like what conversation was that? Did you and uncle have a conversation or like,
you know,
was there like a family discussion on me being gay?
And that's so funny. I've never talked to mom about it. I've never talked to my dad about it. But I don't remember if you remember one time dad asked why you had a wallet and not your purse. So remember that?
I remember that a long time ago.
Yes. But you know, it was crazy because no one's had that conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just all accepted it because I mean, it's Bria. Mm-hmm. She's everybody's favorite, as everybody says it, you know? So everybody just like, and you know, I'm going to cry because I know all my own parents accepted you, you know what I mean? And that meant a lot to me, you know, because you know how my mom is and you know how dad is. And for them to be so accepting, I mean, I can't say one family member, even Reggie was, you know, was like that, but they all just accepted you. And I was scared-lipped about, I was more nervous about mom than I was dad. And I don't know how you felt about it. But for them to be so, it's just, we just have unconditional love in our family. I mean, that's all I can say is, I mean, we're going to accept you for whoever you are.
Yeah.
That's just how we were raised. I mean, so.
Yeah, I was, grandma was definitely the one that I was like very nervous about. And I don't even think I told her. I think you told grandma. And I think it was just like, I had brought a girl. Then at that point, it was just like, it is what it is. Like, this is my girlfriend, grandma. Yes. Like, I know you've heard. Yes. Or so, but yeah, I haven't had that conversation with grandma or like, but.
Well, I can say the video that I did record when you had that recording at the park, Mom did cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all cried on that one. I mean, I was, you know, obviously I was the one filming you, go, Brie, that's my baby. So, yeah, it was just so nice that my parents were so accepting. And, you know, everybody says you're still Dad's favorite. So, I mean.
Yeah. We all know I am the favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
People, the other grandkids try to say something, but they know they ain't the favorite. They know.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, just speaking to, is there anything that you regret, like, looking back on, like, you wish you would have done differently or anything like that?
Not the football. I would never go back to the football unless it was this. But I would have sit down with you sooner and had the conversation now, because I think it's easier, because more opening up now, and talk to you and tell you that it's okay, that, you know, I'm Mom and everything's going to be okay and no one's going to do nothing or say anything. You know, yeah. I would have did that sooner. But I think that don't get me if I'm wrong, but I mean, I think that when you're in that situation, you need to come out on your own. You don't need someone to come to you and, you know, say those things. So.
I think though what it would have been like is better. It would have helped me is if you would have had those conversations that it, like you said, like, if you're, you know, like, or just like not even pointing it to me, like being like, if you're gay, it's okay. But just like being like, oh, like just saying things that are out of the norm, like, oh, it's okay for that boy to be wearing pink clothes, or it's okay for that boy to be playing with Barbies, or vice versa, or even just like incorporating same-sex couples like in the household, and not just, so I'm like, okay, my family's bringing it in.
Yeah.
It would be okay. Like, their understanding of this, they know that maybe this is what I am. And so,
but you do remember where we grew up at, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to think about that. And so this is El Dorado, small town, people that know that. And so we're already Black. We're already, you know, minority. I mean, so that would have been a lot. And I do appreciate you telling me that I should have came out, but I was looking at the whole perspective of everything that, you know, of being in that town. And so the judging, and although they probably wouldn't have judged you or said anything to us, but you know that we kind of get feisty as a family. So I didn't want any of that to, so I was looking at the big picture too, but I am, it does hurt me that you didn't want me to come and say something to you. I can say that because,
well, not that I wanted you to come say anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, it probably would have helped my coming out. And like, if someone's watching this now and their child, they're like, oh, my child may be gay, but they're scared. Like, I feel like that could be one way to help them navigate in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Anyone's listening. Yeah. I would definitely say have that conversation. Yes.
Yeah. Like, just like said, incorporating somehow, some way. Because I feel like I don't think, our family did in any way, but in the traditional ways, yes, but like not intentional, like, oh, that boy shouldn't be wearing that, or that girl shouldn't be wearing that. Cause I was that girl wearing stuff that people probably was like, that's not for girls, but just like in other situations and other people's dynamic, I feel like I've heard it from just being around, you just hear things of just like, that's not necessarily a gender role. Like, you don't have to say that to do that. Like, and like, you're working with kids right now.
Yes.
So letting the boys play with all the toys. And so like, if they're not comfortable maybe telling their family, they're going to come and tell their preschool teacher later on, like in their life, coming back to you and be like, Miss A, thank you for allowing me to express myself in other ways and not put gender on toys and things like that.
Oh, so. We don't, and I definitely don't do that. We, like I said, you know, got the Barbie house that But
you be
going boys,
in, you be getting them kids too much
stuff. I know. But the boys play with that. I don't never go to them and tell them that they can play with that. I got a little dollhouse that sits on the circle for a circle time that they can play with. Mm. I never tell the kids they can play with any Barbie. I never say that. That's not, no, that's not for me to judge them. That's if they want to play with it, then let them play with it. So,
I think that's good. What, do you have any other advice that you would give other parents, that you wish someone would have gave you?
Yeah. Be open. Don't be closed-minded. If you are even suspicious of your child being that way, read something, do something, ask questions. Don't think that they're going to be okay if you don't say anything to them, because they need to know that you're going to be okay. If they know that their family's okay, then they're going to be okay. And don't be scared. Don't be scared to ask them any questions, because if you do, then that could come back on you later on in life. So just be open about it. That's what I would say. Like you said before, ask questions. You know, okay. say things like, it's okay for that boy to be wearing pink. You know what I'm saying? Or, it's okay if he plays with dolls, you know? Or it's okay if that girl wants to go play football. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be hints. Their hints are going to be thrown at you. I know there is, because I had hints. So go ahead and do the conversation. They might not be. Right. But at least you got it off your chest and got it out there to let them know that they're going to be okay. So don't close your child off. Just be open-minded and listen to your child and go ahead and ask your child those questions is what I'm trying to say. Mm. You want him to know that.
And I don't have any kids, but you, as a mother, and, you know, you hear, like, a mother's love or a parent's love, guardian's love, what would you say to, like, a parent that has, like, thought about rejecting their child for being gay? Like, even it within, like, the Christian community, and just, even if they're not religious, just rejecting their child for being gay.
You have to love your child unconditionally. I mean, this society now is so hard anyway, and there would be no way I would not, no matter where you're gay, straight, or whatever it is, I'm going to love my child unconditionally. And they have a lot going on right now in this world anyway, and for you to reject them, that's not good. So you have to love your child unconditionally, no matter what they are. And that's how the love I have for my two girls is, I love you guys unconditionally. Mm-hmm. So you have to be that parent. I know it's hard at times. I know, you know, society's hard and they're going to talk about you and they're going to reject you and all that. But you have to know that you have that child. That is your child. You got that child in this world and no one else did. So you have to love them unconditionally. And that's where I stand, because I love my babies unconditionally.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions for me or anything?
No. You were scared to come out, obviously.
Yeah, I was scared. I don't know why I was. I mean, I feel like society is the reason why, and like, it wasn't a thing. And even I was talking to Tyrone about you coming to me to ask him if he's gay, but you never asked me or anything like that. And I was like, I wonder why she wanted me to ask you if you're gay, but never even once asked me if I was gay. And I was like, did she just not think I was? Because this was like sixth, seventh grade that you was like, ask Tyrone if he's gay. And I didn't. He went in on me and I didn't ask again.
Well, Tyrone was a little older. Mm-hmm. Okay, then Tyrone was older. So that's maybe the reason why I asked you to ask Tyrone. But Tyrone was older then, remember? Mm-hmm. So that's maybe why. But I don't know why that's the only thing I think of is that why I asked you to ask Tyrone is that he was older. But yeah. I asked Tyrone.
I know. I know you've asked him. I know. We know. But he didn't give you the right answer. So you asked me to ask him.
He didn't. And how did Deontay, when did you tell Deontay and Johnny?
I was in sixth grade.
Just told him, hey, bro,
I told him I had a crush on somebody. And
okay. How'd they feel?
They didn't care. They was happy. They was really, and they didn't say like, oh, I knew or anything. And I don't even think they knew what it, like, we didn't even know what being gay was until like we got, I think, till we were older a little bit, but they didn't say anything. They weren't against it. They didn't, they were happy. And like I said, Deontay kept outing me. He just wanted me to tell everybody. Johnny, he didn't care. He didn't pressure me though at all. Right. Johnny didn't pressure me at all, but he didn't care. Neither one of them cared. They were just...
And it's really funny, like you said, like we said before, that we can't, we've not sit down and had this conversation. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
It didn't even...
And I mean, it doesn't even have to be like this big conversation either, which I think that's why it like just normalized. Like you were very accepting, like the love was there. I think when people have had like harder stories and like the rejection that they had from parents, like this conversation should be had. Like,
yes, I agree.
Just like of just like getting understanding of the child. And one of the things that someone had said in a previous interview was just like giving our parents time to understand a different situation that they're used to. Like they're having to grieve somebody that they've thought in a sense to now this is who I am, but we are the same person.
Yes.
Like I am literally, this is who I am. Just the sexuality is different. So, I mean, you might not get grandchildren when you want them or things like that.
Don't talk about that. That's another segment.
But that's completely different. But
I
really appreciate everybody that I had in my life because no one has made me feel different for being, for I always thought I was so scared. I didn't know what to expect. People were going to think different of me. And that wasn't the case, like, at all. Like, nothing changed but me being happier of, like, just being free and out, finally.
Well, I'm glad, yes. It's really off your back, I'm sure.
Yes, it definitely was. I, like I said, I was blessed to have the family that I have because not everybody has that experience.
Have you had a conversation with your sister? Have you ever?
No, I haven't had a conversation with her. No, but I'm sure, you know, she is.
She is what she is. She is. That's my baby. Leave her alone.
I love you, sis.
That we love you, baby Jay. I love my baby.
No, yeah. I haven't.
And Reg?
This is the first time I'm sitting down and having a conversation.
I know, but do you feel like, well, of course you said that, but that's why I suggest this, but do you think that they would be differently if when you talk to them about it? Because I don't think anybody would, they'd be like, okay, Bria, what are we having this conversation for? You're gay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think they would.
No, I don't think so. I just haven't had the conversation at all. Like, I think it's just, I wanted to have the conversation too, just to like see what your perspective of it was. Like, I know you were accepting of me and stuff like that, but I grew up in the 90s and like you said, in El Dorado, Kansas, we were one of the very few black families there. So now we black and we gay.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. You want me to come on say that? Ask you, no, yeah. See, that was the toughest thing. That's why I didn't say anything to you, is because it was hard as it was, you know, growing up in El Dorado.
You should have got me out of there, but that's.
Well, you know, I said the same thing to my parents.
It's cool. I learned a lot.
We did.
I got some amazing friends out of it, and just like that dynamic. But yeah, I don't think there was gonna be like a aha moment with talking to anybody. I just wanted to get your perspective and see where your head was at, like during that process and being a Christian woman, like what that was like. And I've never even asked you, like, the direct question, do you think I'm going to hell and stuff like that? Or, like, do you, what you think of me being a Christian woman who is gay, so.
I don't, because everyone sins. They said gay sin in the Bible, so everybody sins. I sin, I drink. I mean, everybody sins, so am I going to go to hell for drinking? No. God, I'm like I said, I believe God loves you unconditionally, and if you do the right path and you're on the right path, just because you like a woman, I don't think you're going to hell. I honestly know.
Yeah. And so, like, I haven't had that conversation. And I was like, I know my mom loves me, but I was like, does she really accept me for really who I am? And I think after having this conversation, like, you definitely do. Like, I already knew that, but you really do.
Yeah.
Especially just like, I'm just like so thankful for you and just like how you just really did accept me and didn't change anything, like, at all.
No.
After I told you, you didn't fight me on the dresses anymore. Like, you didn't
remember
really
what I told you? Do you remember what I told you? Two things I told you. I said, I'll tell you two things. One, I already knew. And two, a girl can treat you just as bad as a guy.
I do remember
that. Those are my two things I told you when you told me.
I do remember that. A girl can treat you just as bad as a guy. I do remember you saying that. Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah. We got a good one down, though.
You got a good one now. You got a good one now. Finally took three. Three's a charm. Three's a charm.
Hey, it takes people plenty more than that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. But no, I appreciate you and my entire family because it was I am very blessed to have you guys. And
well, you know, we love you unconditionally. Yeah. You know that.
All right, Mom. Thank you so much again for coming on here, being my guest, and having this conversation for the first time and letting everybody else see it and witness it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. How do you feel after the conversation?
I feel good. I'm still kind of sad that we haven't had this conversation before, but I'm glad that I got to be on your podcast and be the first family member to come and, you know, talk to you about what's going on. And
how do you like the podcast? You liking it?
I love it. Yeah. The first guest was my favorite.
Of course. Everybody loves Mary. Everybody loves Mary.
Mary, you had me dying the whole time I was on that. I was at work and I was on lunch break and I'm just cracking up. They're like, what are you cracking up? I'm like, I'm nothing, Mary. I mean, I was crying. Oh, Mary is a clown.
She's something else. She's something else.
Yeah. Aaliyah, I really like all of them. I liked all of them. Your last one, I forget.
Justice.
That's Justice too. Yeah. She got a good name, Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked all of them. I liked the way that they each had their different stories. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has a story to tell. Mm-hmm. And so I really liked every last one of them. You did good. I'm excited for you to see what the future holds for you with this.
I appreciate it. Alrighty. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this. And it gives you the courage, if you need to have that conversation with your parent as well, just sitting down and chopping it up with them and just getting their understanding of things and their side and being vulnerable with one another and opening up. I feel like even if you're not gay, I feel like just having conversations like this with your family, your parents is good. It's therapeutic. And just get a better understanding of one another. So hopefully you guys take something away from this and utilize it in your own life and ask those tough questions that you want to know the answer to, but you're scared to ask. Stay with us. Tune in. Continue to watch week after week. Family, friends, strangers, love. Be nice.